Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Triumph After Trauma. It has been a good 2 months since I have recorded a podcast because life, but I am feeling a little bit better. I have a little bit more energy, and I feel like I can put effort into this again. So, Triumph After Trauma, weekly episodes, it's all officially back. In today's episode, I'd like to share a little bit about why I took such a long break and why this break just kind of happened, why it wasn't something that I felt the need to announce or warn people was going to happen. For those of you who don't know what's going on or need a refresher, in April of last year, I both started talking about life plans with someone, and then whether or not we'd have a chance to make those life plans happen kind of was thrown into question by the universe, and it has been a little bit of a hard season of life. I would like to just have it be known that I wouldn't trade being with this person for anything. I wouldn't trade being there for this person, how they need me through anything. I really wouldn't. But that doesn't mean that us going from being certain we found who we're meant to be with long term to having that thrown in question, it doesn't mean that's not a hard situation to be in. That being said, when someone you really care about and when someone you love is in a hard situation, as much as it sucks to see them go through something hard, and as much as it may be hard for them to see you struggle, to see them sick or whatever it may be, when you truly love or care about someone and they're going through something really hard or dark, the decision to be there for them in any way that you can, any way that they will allow you to be, is just kind of what you do. It's not even necessarily a decision you make. It's not something you debate and decide to do. It's almost like just a natural reflex. You love someone, you care about someone, so you be there for them through everything. Everything and anything. Now that we have been in this situation for a year, and I have taken time to let myself feel what I need to feel and to mentally process things, I do feel like I have found good ways to keep myself as positive as I can in such an uncertain season, and I have found healthy ways beyond things I already do to keep myself as mentally well and on track as possible right now. I feel like I have gotten a little bit over the state of shock I was in, and that's why now I'm able to find ways to be more positive, ways to be more hopeful, ways to be there for my partner in a more positive and beneficial way even. But I will say that before getting to this point, the fear, the uncertainty, of what's going to happen, and the fear of what may be to come, it did take over for a little bit. It kind of took over like a ton of bricks, and I just out of nowhere was like, you know what? I don't have time to explain why you need a break. I don't have time to announce a break. I need a break from everything in my life that isn't just work and body. I love being a body partner, and it doesn't actually take all that much effort. It's kind of a daily habit I've gotten into to post about it and things like that. So to me, it's almost like second nature now. It didn't feel, and it doesn't really feel like work. And obviously my job is, well, how I pay the bills and stuff, but I do like my job. So I kind of just got to a point where besides doing these two things that I really enjoy and that are helping me pay the bills, I just didn't have time, and I honestly didn't have energy for anything else for a while. And it ended up being a full 2 months that I needed to take a break from a lot of things. If you're feeling really rough, if you're feeling really uncertain and scared, if you feel like your anxiety and whatnot is starting to take over, if you feel like you are going from being in a good place to getting bad again, do not be afraid to slow things down and take a break. And please do not feel like you, one, have to announce it to people. You do not owe anyone that. If you feel like you need a break, like right now, drop what you can't handle or ask for people to help you take things on. If by passing over the baton, people can help you keep things going, whether it be a business or whatever it may be for you. And don't feel like you need to explain yourself. If you do have the energy to just tell people that you need a break from certain things in your life and list off the things that you're taking a break from, you don't have to explain to people why. Whether you just want to take a break or desperately feel like you need to, you don't owe explanations to anyone. You may feel like you want to give them, and that's fine, but don't feel like you need to. I didn't really see a 2 month break coming, and I don't really feel bad. I'm not gonna lie, I don't feel bad for taking this break from certain things for as long as I did, and I don't feel bad for just kind of disappearing, because life is hard. Being human is hard. And some days, some months, we just need to slow down. And there is a lot of beauty in truly slowing down, let me tell you. By trying to be there for my partner, work at StruckTube, be a body partner building my business, and taking on other things, I was unnecessarily stressing myself out. If you are supporting someone through something really hard, whether that be emotionally, physically, morally, or all of the above, it is okay if certain things you can't take off your plate, and those responsibilities and being there for this person is all you can handle. There is absolutely no shame in that. I heard this quote recently. Your one job in life is to live. Your only job in your one life is to live. So at any given moment, what living looks like for you, do that. Because it's your life to live, no one else's. It's your circumstances to work through and live through, not others. Living for some people might be doing extravagant things, going extravagant places, spending lots of money, constant travel. For others, it may look like being a parent and doing whatever parenting said child or children involves, along with having a career and trying to maintain friendships and all that good stuff. For me, right now, living looks like running this podcast, working full-time at StruckTube, proudly being a body partner, traveling once in a while, and spending as much time as I can with my partner and being there for them in whatever way they want or need me to. Living looks different for every single one of us at every moment. And what kind of life we are living, what kind of life we can handle living, it can change in a freaking incident. I am thankful for the seasons of life that have been easy and fun, and I know there will be seasons like that in the future. But I'm not worried about that. This is me right now. This is how I'm living right now. This is how I can handle life right now. And I'm happy with that. If you're sitting here wondering what the point of this podcast episode is, it's very simple. I just wanted to let people know who are maybe struggling with this to know it's okay to need to take breaks. It's okay to actually take breaks. And it's okay to take breaks from certain things without telling people that you're going to. When life gets so heavy that you need to put shit down to just be able to put one foot in front of the other, or to be there for someone who needs you, or to get yourself back on track, take a damn break, no matter how long that break ends up being. If you need to take a break, please do it, because your only other option is to keep going, burn yourself out, and then you will break. Whether you're in a season where you're really trying to take care of yourself and get yourself back on track, or you are focusing heavily on being there for someone who you truly love and needs you, do only what you can and take a damn break when you feel like you need it, whether that is a few minute breather or a whole week or even longer, whatever taking a break looks like to you. And no matter what situation you're in that you need a break from, just take a break when you feel like you need it. It will only do you good, I promise. You cannot help yourself or help others if you are not in a good place, and you sure as hell cannot pour into other people if you don't have a full cup or a cup that is overflowing. I have been burnt out. I have hurt myself instead of helping myself, and I just want to hopefully stop a few of you from doing the same thing. We don't need to be burning ourselves out. We don't need to be taking on the whole world. We need to live the best we can at any moment in any given situation. And we need to normalize taking freaking breaks. Because when you take breaks, when your body and mind say to, you actually recoup, get back on your feet, and get back to being the badass you are a lot quicker. And then you can also, by taking breaks, get yourself back together a little bit more quickly than if you don't, so that you can continue being there for yourself and other people.